as a web designer or developer who is running their own web business. Do you find yourself struggling to find clients, undercharging for your services, confused over your process, and more? Trust me, I've been there, and if you found yourself nodding along to any of these, then this is the podcast for you. If we haven't met before, welcome friend, my name is Ben Bellamy, and I'm your new favorite website biz expert. I spend my days running my own successful international web design business, following my dreams, and running the business that I love. If you are an ambitious web designer or developer running their own web biz, I'll be delving deep in my years of experience and teaching you all about how to get dream clients, streamline your process, and grow your revenue to 5K months and beyond. So grab that cup of tea and get comfy. It's time to listen to the Grow Your Web Biz podcast. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of the podcast. Thank you so much for being here. In today's episode, I want to talk a little bit about within business, as you grow, especially as web designers, you're going to be reaching new heights and milestones, and each time it's very new and very scary. And I just want to talk a little bit about growing a business, an agency, a team, a freelance business, whatever it is, or whatever kind of business that you have as a web designer, however you've shaped it. I just want to talk about that growth thing and my experience and the things that have happened with me, and in hope that that will give you guys some help in some shape, way, or form. Now, when I first started my business and I was just one person working out of my bedroom at my parents' house, I thought at the beginning I needed all the things. I thought I needed an office. I thought I needed an enormous social media following. I thought I needed a really big team. When all along, all I just needed was clients. Now, I don't know if this was maybe just a solo experience that I had, or whether maybe this is something that you've also experienced right at the beginning of starting your business. But because I was very lost and confused, I didn't really know where to focus my time or energy. And so if I could go back now and tell myself, I'd travel back in time and tell myself to do things like this is literally what I would say. Stop focusing on all these random different things where you feel like you're grasping at straws, trying to like get something to work. Just focus on working out one amazing service and then finding, getting clients for that service, pushing for clients for that service. Don't focus on anything else. Just focus, put all your energy and time into that one thing. I really wish that's what I did. But instead, for whatever reason, I felt the need to go and get this office. And actually, I had a client and a friend who had this reasonably big estate. And on the estate was this kind of like outbuilding that was being used for storage. But it previously, before it was used as storage, it was a fully functioning office. And this building was full of storage stuff, like full. And so she said to me, as long as I helped clear everything out and organize it and like, you know, give it a lick of paint, that I could use it for free. So that's what I did. And I spent like maybe 2 weeks cleaning this, like, and when I say like there was stuff, like you would walk into it and there would be like the tiniest bit of foot space. And I remember being so excited about this office space. And I don't know whether it was the feeling of like, that felt like growth for me, like, oh, I'm like, I've got an office space. And the perception that came along with that, and I don't know if that actually sounds very stupid, because I think sometimes, I think sometimes perception plays like a really big part into it, especially at the beginning. If we really care how people think, sometimes we want to seem like this enormous business when we're not. Maybe we're just one person. And there's actually nothing wrong with just being one person. I mean, there's nothing wrong with being an enormous business, but when you're just one person, there are loads of great benefits to that. And so I think I felt like to have this office was like, you know, I'm the serious business. I've got an office space. It was like that kind of thing. And actually, at that time, I really didn't have a lot of clients. Like, this was like at the, you know, within the first maybe 3 or 4 months of starting my business. And I was relying on the money that I had saved to pay my bills. Like, I wasn't even breaking even. I was dipping into the money that I had saved each time and seeing that money, like, you know, slowly disappear each month and thinking, oh my God, like, how am I gonna do this? What am I gonna, like, how I'm not getting enough clients, all this kind of stuff. Because just at the beginning, I was, you know, like most people are, you feel lost. And like I said, like, you're clutching at straws, like, you don't know. So I really wish I'd told myself, actually, just focus on getting some clients. You don't need to spend loads of time on working out, you know, doing this office and then going to the office. Like, I had a perfectly, okay, yeah, I was working out of my bedroom in my parents' house, but there was no reason why I couldn't have done that. All I needed is a laptop. And still today, really, all I need is my laptop, and I could work anywhere in the world. As long as there's my laptop, electricity and Wi-Fi connection, I'm good to go. So also the thought of, like, having this enormous social media following. So definitely at the beginning, I felt like I had to have hundreds of thousands of followers, and that's just not the case. Like, the amount of followers you have doesn't equal clients. I know that there are businesses out there, and some of my clients even, that don't even have social media profiles, and yet they have over, like, six-figure plus businesses. So sometimes I think we get trapped in the, I mean, don't get me wrong, social media is important. Yeah, I think every business should have a social media presence, 1,000,000%. But there are exceptions to the rule. And sometimes when we're starting out, we feel like the biggest metric of success for us is how many Facebook followers we have. And that could not be furthest from the truth. The amount of followers you have does not equal clients. So what happens when you grow to the point of having too many clients? Now, if you're currently feeling like you're struggling for clients, this might be a really foreign concept, but trust me, I believe in you. You will get to the point where you feel like you have so much going on, you just don't even know how to cope, where to cope, what to do. I remember there was a time I had 12 projects on the go at once as one person. And naturally, although you set boundaries and deadlines and you book in certain slots, I had so much demand that I just got to the point of saying to myself, like, I'm just going to say yes. Let's just see what happens. And I said yes to everything. And oh my God, was I overwhelmed. I mean, even though you set boundaries and deadlines, everyone wants everything yesterday anyway. So people are just naturally impatient. But especially as one person with only so many hours in the day, it can be totally crazy and overwhelming. So it does come to a certain point where you either have to make a decision now. If you're just one person and you're happy being one person and that's just good for you, then you either have two choices. You either raise your prices because your demand is really high, or you just stay steadfast in your schedule and then you just book out, you know, as only your max capacity that you can handle per month. And anything more, if they don't like it, tough, they just have to book the next available slot. And obviously you just run the risk of them saying, oh, well, I've got a deadline, I really need it. And you have to pass on the opportunity. Now, the alternative is that you make the decision to hire in some help. So when do you know when it's time to get help? Because, and speaking from personal experience, the time came for me when I was feeling so overwhelmed. I remember hating opening my inbox through fear of, like, client requests, because it's not only, you know, it's not only new clients, it's existing clients that are coming to you with certain things. And I got to the point with my inbox and I would hear the inbox notification. And I would go, oh, like, I just can't even look at it. So just feeling so overwhelmed. Also, when you have so much demand. So if you have so many people coming to you, then you know that it's time. I mean, if you're happy just being one person and, you know, you just want to earn a set amount within your month and within your business, then that's fine. But when you have so much demand, that for me is a sign that it's time to get some help, because as one person, you just physically cannot handle that capacity. I would sometimes liken it to a restaurant. So you would never walk into a restaurant and the same person wouldn't sit you at your table, take your order, cook the food, bring you your drinks, bring you food, you know,
bring you the bill, the check, and then wash the dishes. That just doesn't happen. I mean, some restaurants, I mean, I've worked in restaurants before. I've had to do multiple jobs in a restaurant before. But typically, you know, you don't just have one person doing everything. So why should that be any different for a web design business? Equally, you know when it's time to get help if you want more time back in your life. So I love to work, but I also love to earn money. And I think that that's an okay thing for me to say, because as business owners, part of our motivations for doing this and running our own business is to make money, but also to be in control of our own lives. And being in control of our own lives is not working a job. And sometimes we can, with web design businesses, we create ourselves a job. Because if you're just one person, you're the one that does the sales calls, the quotes, the proposals, the designing, the building, the setting everything up of the site. So you've created yourself a job where actually, if you were unfortunately sick, you had to step away, you want to take a holiday, or you just don't fancy working today, you can't, because it's you who has to do the thing. So if you want more time back, then it's time to get help. Now, I always used to really struggle with the concept of what kind of help do I need and what kind of help could I get? Because it can be really difficult. That first step and that first hire, and when I say hire, I'm not talking about employing somebody full time here. I'm not talking about, like, you know, paying somebody a salary. I'm talking about getting some kind of virtual help or self-employed help just to take the load off.
Do you find yourself struggling to get clients for your web design business? Are you unsure where exactly to go and find them? This is why I created my free guide, 7 Easy Strategies to Get More Clients. In this guide are ways that I have generated clients for my own international web design business, and I've personally used each of these methods to grow my business into a success. This free guide includes 7 ways to get more clients, a clear action for you to take and a tip for each of the ways, and a checklist to help you work through each one. Head over to benbellamy.co.uk/moreclients to grab your free copy today. The link is also in the show notes. Now, back to today's episode.
So the kind of help you can get, firstly, you've probably heard get a VA or virtual assistant. So a virtual assistant basically is just an assistant, and they work virtually, they work remotely, and they can do pretty much any admin task that you need them to do. Any kind of setting up of anything, because I think within web design, like within our businesses, there's a lot of setting up. There's a lot of, like, you know, you have to put the proposal together, you have to send certain things, you have to request certain things from clients, you have to, like, set up the, you know, the hosting space or set up the build space where you're going to build the website. And there's just a lot of, like, admin-y bits. Specifically, my VA manages my inbox. So all of my existing clients, when they email, my VA will automatically acknowledge the email, and then she'll put that into Asana. And then we have this board in Asana that's marked for certain job types. So if it's critical, or like immediate, midterm, or long, that's not the actual definitions of them, but you get the picture. And so she'll assign it, the task, based on how urgent it is. And then we will do the work, and then we'll go back to the VA and say, yeah, this is all done, you know, please go back to the client. And then she will go back to the client, and then she'll tick it off the list. And so by having that process, it allows us to manage things so much easier. It just takes that whole weight off of everything. In fact, like, she's so organized, it's almost scary to me, and I love it, because not everyone is going to do things that are, sometimes we think we can do everything perfectly, it's our businesses, that there's no one else out there that can do it as good as us. And, like, there definitely is. There's so many people that can do certain things. We're not good at everything. And so for me, this kind of, like, organizational stuff, I think I'm good at, I think I'm okay at, but I'm not amazing. I definitely have days when I'm like, oh, I don't have the mental capacity to do that. And so the fact that she organizes that and does that for us as a team is amazing. You could also partner with a web developer or web designer or web builder. So when I say partner, this could look in a few different ways. So whether you're partnering with an existing company and you approach them and they quote you for specific things. So if they're going to build a website, you could get them to quote that, or whether they're specific like technical development work, or whether you have an agreed hourly rate with someone, maybe they're self-employed. There's a few different ways you could do this. However, I think it's really good to have somebody who not only is more technical than you, because I even hit my technical barrier with some things and I have to go to my developer and say, you know, we need to sort this. How does this work? And he'll go, yeah, it's this, this, and this. And I think, oh my God, you know, that's just way above my, I was gonna say my pay grade, my like knowledge, experience, and understanding. Like I just wouldn't be able to do it without him. So partnering with somebody like that is really good. But also if you can partner with somebody who could build websites for you, then you could always go down the route of just creating the designs and then somebody else actually physically doing the work and the build. Because I think as designers, people are coming to us, they want necessarily our design. They don't necessarily need the build. Now, obviously you're going to oversee the build and you're going to go back through it. You're going to look at it. You're going to make tweaks and adjustments, but I don't think you need to physically be sat there doing the build. You could also partner with somebody who might be able to offer a service you get asked for. So this depends on how you really feel about offering multiple services. So if you get asked for maybe SEO work or copywriting work, you could always partner with an SEO specialist or a copywriter. And then in an ideal world, you would take a percentage of whatever the, you know, the project or the task is. So whether, you know, they quote you and then you quote the client with money on top or however that would work. But also it just means that you're offering an extra service and you aren't having to physically do it yourself. Because what you don't want to do is, we don't want to be adding more onto your plate right now. And I think one of the great places to look and find different people is Upwork. So remember, these are just self-employed people that we're looking for at the moment. And Upwork is a really great space where you can hire people and you can actually do it all through Upwork, which means that I think there is some kind of Upwork have like a payment protection, a little bit like PayPal, where your payments are protected. So say if the work just doesn't happen or they just disappear or whatever it might be, you can get your money back. Whereas if you're just paying somebody directly, obviously there's always the risk of that if you don't know who they are. So Upwork is a really great space to find people for different things. And then once you found somebody good, you can always just reuse them as time goes on. And I think it's important to remember, just start small. You don't need to hire this big team, but whatever you're spending the majority of your time doing as one person, either that is stuff that you need to firstly recognize it, and then that's stuff that you could be outsourcing to somebody else, or do you outsource other things in order to give you back more time? So I love to do time tracking exercises. So make a note throughout the whole week of all the different tasks and jobs that I've done, and then I'll categorize them depending on what type of job I've done. So I'll group it all together, and then I can see throughout the week where I've spent the majority of my time, and then I can then make a decision whether I need to outsource that, hire somebody to do it, or even just, was that the best use of my time to drive the business forward? But I definitely, when I first started to make like a first hire, I didn't really know what, where, who, and it did take a bit of time to find the right person, admittedly. And sometimes, so my first hire was a VA, and sometimes it doesn't always work out, and that's okay. But sometimes you just have to keep going and you have to find the right person that's a good fit and that's a good fit for you. I mean, there are even VAs out there that do, you can like hire on retainers for, you know, like 2 hours a week. And even 2 hours a week, what they can do in 2 hours a week is phenomenal. And sometimes we think like, oh, 2 hours a week, like that's nothing if that's going to be, stuff taken off my plate. But there's stuff that they can do that's so much quicker than us, stuff that takes us forever that they could do so quickly. And so I think that if it was me having to start again and make a first hire, I'd definitely be looking to hire a VA and to have that help right at the beginning, just so you can focus on doing the really important things. And like, ultimately, the more time that you have back, the more time you can focus on getting more clients into your business, which is more money, which then allows you to hire more people, grow, expand, scale, and then we go on to, like, you know, even further milestones and scary stuff. I really hope you guys found today's episode helpful, and I will see you next time.
Phew, what an episode. But don't disappear just yet. If you loved today's episode as much as I did and want to tell the world about it, then I'm going to ask you to please head over to Apple Podcasts and leave me a 5-star review. Not only will I love you forever, but every time I get an amazing review from one of my listeners, I do a happy dance, and it absolutely makes my day. I'll drop a link where you can leave me a 5-star review in the show notes. Thank you in advance, and I'll see you next time. Time.